This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iranians are voting in a presidential election that a hardline protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei seems to win. That has led to a low turnout fueled by a lack of interest and calls for boycott. Polls opened at 7 a.m. local time Friday for the vote. Public apathy has been widespread after a panel overseen by Khamenei barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. Opinion polling by state-linked organizations as well as analysts have put hardline Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi as the dominant frontrunner among the four candidates. Diplomats say the UN General Assembly is expected to approve a resolution calling on Myanmar's military junta to restore the country's democratic transition and calling on countries to, quote, prevent the flow of arms into Myanmar. The world body is scheduled to take up the resolution later Friday. The resolution also condemns, quote, excessive and lethal violence against peaceful protesters and civilians, and calls for the immediate release of Myanmar's ousted leaders, including Aung San Suu Kyi. Negotiators on the resolution include the European Union, many Western nations, and the Association of South Asian Nations, which Myanmar is a member. Israel says it will transfer around 1 million doses of soon-to-expire coronavirus vaccines to the Palestinian Authority in exchange for a similar number of doses the Palestinians expect to receive later this year. Israel has reopened after vaccinating some 85% of its population, but has faced criticism for not sharing its vaccines with the 4.5 million Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his government to be prepared for both dialogue and confrontation with the Biden administration, but for more confrontation, state media reported Friday. The order comes days after the United States and others urged North Korea to abandon its nuclear program and return to talks. Some experts say Kim's statement indicates he'll likely push to strengthen his nuclear arsenal and increase pressure on Washington to give up what North Korea considers a hostile U.S. policy, though he'll also prepare for talks to resume. During an ongoing ruling party meeting Thursday, Kim analyzed in detail the policy tendencies of the U.S. under President Joe Biden and clarified unspecified steps to be taken in relations with Washington, according to the Korean Central News Agency. Hong Kong police charged the chief editor and chief executive of pro-democracy tabloid Apple Daily on Friday with collusion with a foreign country, a national security case that has sent chills through the city's media. On Thursday, 500 police raided the media outlet and officers were seen sitting in front of computers in the newsroom after the arrest of five Apple Daily executives at dawn on suspicion that dozens of its articles violated Hong Kong's new security law. Police said it charged two of the five on Friday. The other three remain under investigation. Police also said they would prosecute three companies related to Apple Daily for the same offenses after freezing about $18 million in Hong Kong dollars or $2.3 million of their assets. The arrests have raised further alarm over media freedom in Hong Kong and have been criticized by Western governments and international rights groups and press associations. The Kremlin on Friday blamed a fresh surge in COVID-19 infections on nihilism among the population, reluctance to have vaccinations, and mutations of the coronavirus, as the capital city reports a record number of daily infections. President Vladimir Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov said a campaign to promote vaccination has clearly not been effective as desired and that Putin was monitoring the situation. Peskov defended the idea of limiting access to certain areas according to a person's COVID-19 and vaccination record to create, quote, coronavirus-free zones. And the U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Barack Obama-era health care law, which helped millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions, to be insured. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to hail the ruling by a 7-2 vote. The justices left the entire Affordable Care Act intact, ruling that a Texas and others who have sued failed to have standing. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.